For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The Missouri House has passed two pieces of legislation that would usher in photo ID requirements for voters. Marshall Griffin has details.
First, the House passed a proposed constitutional amendment, which would also need voter approval, to allow for photo ID requirements at the polls. The bill that would implement those requirements was passed about 45 minutes later. GOP House member Jay Houghton of Audrain County asked one of the sponsors, Tony Duggar of Wright County, how easy it is to commit voter impersonation fraud in Missouri.
I could be walking down a street, walking by somebody's trash can, pick up their electric bill, hand that electric bill to you, and ask you to go vote?
Yes.
Democrats argued that voter impersonation fraud is not a problem in Missouri and that the proposal would disenfranchise more than 200,000 voters. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Both bills now go to the Missouri Senate. The Senate Majority Leader says legislation to extend Missouri's abortion waiting period will be debated this week. Republican Senator Ron Richard of Joplin says the chamber will resume debate on the measure, which would require 72 hours to pass before a woman can have an abortion after seeing a doctor. Current law requires women to wait one day before an abortion can occur. Debate on the bill began 2 weeks ago, but it was set aside. Supporters say the current 24-hour window is too short for a woman to decide if she wants to terminate her pregnancy. Opponents say the bill would push women further into pregnancy before the procedure, which can increase risk. South Dakota and Utah are the only states to have a 72-hour waiting period. Farm taxes are due today, and this could be the last time farmers enjoy up to $500,000 in tax deductions for new equipment. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer explains.
At the end of 2013, the section of the tax code that allowed the high write-offs on combines, tractors, and certain other assets expired. Without that provision, farmers can write off just $25,000. Iowa State University's Roger McOwen, a tax law expert, says any business could use the provision, but farmers in particular tended to take advantage of it.
Farmers will buy high-ticket items knowing that they can get a substantial tax write-off.
McOwen says he expects Congress will retroactively increase the deduction. It's done that repeatedly, but perhaps not until after the November elections and maybe not back up to $500,000.
We just can't tell clients with any degree, a great degree of certainty, what the law might be so that they can plan their tax planning maneuvers around that. And that's what's incredibly frustrating.
Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Missouri drivers could be able to buy a higher blend of ethanol gasoline by this summer. A proposed rule allowing the sale of gasoline with a 15% ethanol blend has been on hold since last October, when it was temporarily blocked by a Missouri legislative committee. To permanently stop the rule, the full legislature would need to pass a resolution by today. But that isn't going to happen, meaning the ethanol rule will again be back on track to take effect. It's unclear how many Missouri gas stations will offer E15. Their trade association has raised concerns that it could damage some vehicles, although the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has approved it for models from 2001 onward. Missouri law currently requires most gasoline to contain 10% ethanol. Every homeowner in Missouri could get a one-time tax refund under legislation pending in the state Senate. The proposal is estimated to cost the state $384 million. It would grant an income tax cut to everyone who owned residential property as of January 1, 2014. The tax break would equal 0.75% of the assessed value of homes, meaning people with more valuable houses would get larger tax reductions. The Senate already has given the bill initial approval. A second vote could come as soon as this week and would send the measure to the House. Every year, Columbia's downtown area comes alive during the weekend of the True-False Film Festival. Many of the weekend's festival-goers stopped by the box office to pick up passes or look through the True-False merchandise available. But now that the box office is closed, the space will soon have its own place in the Columbia art community. KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports.
With True-False staff and festival attendees filling the open room, it's hard to imagine the art gallery that will soon reside in the brick building on Broadway. Imago Gallery and Cultural Center will begin renovations to the space as soon as the festival is over. The center is owned by Karis Church, a local congregation that started in 2006. The church plans to have its offices on the second floor of the building, but the Imago Center is not just for Karis members. The gallery will display work of local and regional artists and host community lectures. Brooke Danielson is the director of the Imago Center and a member of Karis Church. She says the congregation believes creativity and art serve an important purpose in the community.
We believe that whatever your faith that you profess or none at all, that those are good gifts and that they should be shared. And so we want to be a part of that.
Kara's church began leasing the space at the start of February and immediately let the True False Film Fest adapt the building into their headquarters for the weekend. This is a partnership that the center hopes to continue in the future. For Danielson, the Imago Center will be another way to participate in a supportive and interactive art community.
Since I've lived in Columbia, I've just been really encouraged by all the artists that I've met and engaged with about their spirit of collaboration with each other and wanting to encourage arts among organizations and among individuals. And that's just a really exciting environment to be in.
The gallery's first exhibit is called Landscape, Idea and Ideal, and is scheduled to open in late April. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
Sportsmen and conservation groups are raising concerns about legislation that could change the way the Missouri Department of Conservation operates. Legislation in both the Missouri House and Senate would require the Conservation Department's rules and regulations to be approved by the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, which consists of five lawmakers from each body. Currently, a Conservation Commission provides that oversight. If bills pass in both houses, it would go to a statewide vote as a constitutional amendment. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestaric.